Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm just so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday. We're live from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on Transformation Talk Radio Network and Stereo, WBLQ 1230, Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. Check it out. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever's happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it is all about you, so I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits, 800-930-2819, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Let's get to the heart of whatever's mattering in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. Our callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. It's a compelling and inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it's won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're very happy about that. And it's our thank you to you for giving us a call today, 800-930-2819. With me today is my partner in all things wonderful, the amazing Mr. John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hello, Sandy. It's great to be here. We have a great day ahead of us.
We do, and we have a great show because we also have my dear friend, the amazing, equal amazing with John, and beautiful and talented Mary Beth Derry. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Sandy and John.
Hi, sweetie. And more talented than I, she is.
But I wouldn't say I'm prettier.
In certain ways, more talented, right? I'm really excited about our topic that we want to cover today because it's about how to find and activate your personal strengths. And, you know, guys, we hear so often about that we can be anything we want to be. And I guess in theory, that's a true story. But in practical reality, most of us find not so much. If you want to be an opera singer, but you couldn't hit that high note to save your life, then opera singer is probably not really in your future. But we can still find where we have special talents, even though it might not be in opera.
Well, or singing, for that matter. From my personal experience in a previous life, I was I consider that in this time that I'm alive now, but a minister, and I love to talk and I love to sing. And one day after the service, the chairman of the board walked up to me and he said, "John, I've got some good news and some bad news." I said, "Okay, Clarence, what do you have?" He said, "Well, the good news is the sermon was great." I said, "Gee, that's really nice, Clarence. What's the bad news?" And he said, with all due respect, the board met and they said, "They love your sermons, but when you sing, would you please turn off the microphone?"
That's sad, honey. That's really sad. I can remember a story, and all this feeds in because we've got a guest today who really does have talent here. I can remember, though, my story about singing was when I was a little girl. I used to go into the basement, and I would, you know, sing into a hairbrush and when the house was empty, and just belt out some Judy Garland song. And then I would hear the audience clapping and hollering for me. And I just, it was really the feedback that I wanted. So I would do that and it would give me emotional support. And then we fast forward several decades and I was speaking in Atlanta and it was just such a high energy group that I was with. And I had the hand mic and I was, you know, moving around a lot. And all of a sudden I decided, don't ask me why, I'm a psychologist, I should know why, but all of a sudden I decided to break out into song. And so I sang this thing into the microphone, and when I went back to, we were in Denver then, when I went back to my office in Denver, I gathered my little group around me, and I said, I had the most amazing experience this weekend, because I just felt so great that all of a sudden I sang, and it's on tape. And so I played the tape for my staff, and we're all huddled around this little tape recorder. And it was then that I understood why I spoke for a living, you know. So it's like singing wasn't my destiny either. It was something I liked, but not something that I could actually do well. Our guest today.
But you meant well, Sandy, because there's a saying in theater that when the emotion becomes too great for words, you'll break into song. And when it's too great for song, you start to dance. So, I mean, I think not just with performing people, but in human beings.
It's just the way that it is. You're right. You're right.
So obviously you were... There was too much for words at that point.
Exactly. But I probably should have just done it in private. So. Mary Beth Derry is really, my friend, is one, a close friend of ours, but also a really talented woman. And in many ways, but her talent that she parlayed into a great and very successful career is a lyricist. So when... I've teased you before on the air about being a beauty queen because Mary Beth was also a Miss West Virginia. But at the time that she was in the Miss America contest, the Miss America contest wasn't like it is today. It was like the event of the fall. Every September, we would, as groups, gather around the television sets and watch the Miss America contest. So it was a big deal then. It really... no matter what other things went on, it really was about having some talent and finding who was going to be. It was the all-American representative. And most of the women at that time were very pretty, but also had that all-American look. So how did you go from, this is the thing we only just talked about recently, MB, how did you go from someone who was talented and pretty and actually won Miss West Virginia and placed well in Miss America, how did you go from that to taking that singing and piano talent that you had that you did more for, you know, it would be the equivalent of a wedding singer because you were still in school, and actually parlay that into finding what aspect of music you were the best in and what your strengths were that you could create what you've created as a body of work?
Well, I think, Sandy, it gets back to what we were saying in the beginning, that if you have a love for something, maybe you have a love of music, but you find you're not the best singer or whatever, but it still leads you in a direction, I believe, if you follow what you love, where you can end up doing related things. I really was led into that Miss America thing by the fact that I already was this local kid who did shows and had the leads in plays and would dance and audition and sing and all that. And then when I got to college, I was in the Miss America contest right on the cusp of it becoming uncool. It still had the cachet. I mean, I was sort of, you know, right in on the threshold of that. But
you were the transition group?
Yeah, I was like the transition one. You know, I the year I was in Atlantic City in Miss America, I think the first bra burners were like showing up. But I mean, as you say, it was a different time. And it was really a small town thing, much more middle America, where people tried to sort of show off their homespun pretty girls. It wasn't the same thing as the girls you see now that, you know, look like supermodels and are all, you know, sexy and wearing bikinis. And they did have a swimsuit competition, but the whole vibe around it was different. And I think much more innocent and reflective of a much more innocent time. Not to say there aren't reasons why it was, you know, not the best thing mm-hmm. to do for young girls. But anyway, I went into that as just kind of another show. I was in college and in a time in a sorority, and it was someone had to enter, and they looked around to say, who can do something? Who can sing or dance or play? And I was the one, you know, the obvious one, because I was in theater and had been in several shows in college. And so I entered it almost like just another audition. And then it ended up going into the Miss America thing. And after I came out of there, I just continued along those lines and became a songwriter, singer, went through my 20s and came to Los Angeles and pursued. And finally, you know, I got to be a pretty experienced songwriter, but I started to notice that people would say, you know, call Mary Beth and tell her come write some words. You know, and we used to kid back then because a lot of the producers then were just guys. And they'd say, get one of those chicks down here to sit in the corner and write the words. Get one of those journal chicks, you know, that carry around
one
their
step
journals
above,
and stuff.
Bring me the coffee. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It was sort of equivalent to that. And I'd get these calls from, you know, friends, and some of them now are pretty well-known producers. And they'd say, hey, MB, write us some words. Here's how it goes. Write us some words to this. And, you know, it was just that innocent. And I just started doing it, and I found that I could do it quickly, and I could, you know, mostly satisfy who I was working for. And for then it went to artists that were stuck, and maybe artists could really play or sing. There's a lot of, like, first-time artists back then. Artists didn't write their own songs as much as they do now. And, you know, they'd get stuck, and they'd have kind of a half-baked song that didn't have a chorus or didn't have the right words, and they would call, and we need someone to do the words, you know. And well, so it was just sort of that, and it's evolved now to where I'm doing shows and, you know, big scores for you know, 30-song scores
things,
for shows.
Right. So. Listen, Mary Beth is just a fountain of information on all things, but especially on the subject today. We're going to take a little break, but there's so much ahead. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss what else she has to share with us. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we will be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandy Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425 425- 855-451-0404.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're so delighted to be with you today. And with us is, of course, my personal partner, John Brewer. And our special guest today is the wonderful and beautiful and talented lyricist Mary Beth Derry. Hi, Mary Beth. Hi again.
Thank you, Sandy.
And we're talking about being able to find where we have our strengths and then get past any doubts that we have about what we can do with them. For instance, one of the things that I was reminded of at the break, Mary Beth said that she began as a singer and doing things in college, little plays and things, and a pianist, and that I remembered that one of the ways that we know how talented Mary Beth is as a singer, because whenever we're at her house, she can start singing a song and this big, big cat of hers will come running out from wherever he is.
Upstairs.
He's the one creature that loves my voice, no matter what.
The automatic audience, right?
And in your face, in a very
our
gentle
hats
way.
Off to you, Mary Beth, because if we were singing, we'd hear loud meows and screeches from that cat.
He got lost in the yard once, and I stood in the middle of the yard in this kind of opera voice at the top of my lungs singing. And next thing you know, I hear this meow, and he jumped up over the fence, and he came right to me, you know. It's the craziest thing.
So if you ever give up on this music thing, you can be an animal finder.
I can go around the animal shelters.
Exactly. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about for a minute is how when we – it's hard for people to just to figure out how do they find their strength, what are they good at, and later in the show we'll talk about that. But that when you find a strength, another thing that can intimidate us and back us into a corner is, how could I actually – do that? How could I be successful at that? What are the odds? What are the odds? And
right.
Anybody who's in a field like yours, MB deals
any
with
any creative field. Yeah.
What are the odds?
None. Zero. But not really. That's the point. And you know, Sandy, I can really have a passion to speak to that because I see it all the time. I have a younger son, a son 30, he's a filmmaker, and I see it in my friends. And I was very overshadowed by that message, and it can be subtle from parents, from family, from people within, and especially from your own peers who like to, you know, tire kick and talk about how impossible and you know, it can be very intimidating, but in my own experience, I lived with that, and I was just as affected by it as anyone else. And after working for like 3-4 years, I went to Nashville. I was just getting little things, and then they'd fizzle out, and nothing was happening. And all of a sudden, you know, I went to work one day with a lyric written on the back of an envelope, and I can remember just being so put out that I had to keep this session, and it was booked. And I maybe was at my lowest of feeling like nothing was happening. And from that session that day came a great big hit song that, you know, won, you know, was nominated for Grammys and won Song of the Year in both societies, and it was a big life-changing career song. And I remember not knowing, one day I was on the other side of that fence in that shadow, and the other day, and literally 6-7 months later, I was on the opposite side. And I didn't really know how I got there, other than that I just showed up and I went to work. I didn't know why. Yeah, it was a good song, but I just am saying that then I would, when I would see people, a particularly talented songwriter from Canada that I always thought she was just so gifted, and I could see her still under that malaise and that doubt and that sort of, and I wanted to say, you're so close. You don't know when something is going to happen. It's like that thing, you're closer than you think most of the time. And I have a real passion to impart that to people because I lived it.
That's such a profound message, MB, and you did own it and manifest it so that it became your life, but you went through the struggles of the doubts and the concerns and the nuances of little messages that you get.
And rivalries
once those messages are triggered in our mind, it's a bell that's hard to unring, but mm-hmm. you have to do what you did. You have to keep showing up. And my language for that is you have to stay in the field. If you quit mm-hmm. or if you go and sit on the bench, you don't have a chance. But if you'll just show up, if you'll just keep doing that thing that you know you can do, even if you're not always certain it's going to pay off, but you know that you can do it, and you show up and you stay in the field, that moment of transition, that moment of what is basically, to my mind, a quantum leap where we get from doubt and uncertainty into just clarity that we're following our heart's desires and it works, that moment doesn't get to happen if we don't show up, if we don't stay in the field. So that message for everybody who's listening today is so important, that find your strength. If you John and I should not have tried to be singers, and thank God we did not. So, but you should, because you had the strength there. And then what you said in our earlier segment, that find out what aspect of my strength can work the best for me. And that's when you found the words.
And it keeps appealing to other people. I think that was another part, Sandy, that I had to pay attention to, is that, I didn't particularly think, I knew I enjoyed writing lyrics, and I thought I was good at lyrics, But I really thought that maybe other things I did, I thought I could play pretty well, I thought I was a good singer. But what I could notice, whether I wanted to see it or not, is that what really drew others to me more quickly was words. People would say, write the words. Oh, I love these words. And I kept thinking, no. Listen to the voice. Forget the words.
And but it wasn't like say, that. You finally listened, and then you say yes. When you get the message, you say yes.
And I did.
You created a really beautiful, and it, which continues to this day and expands in this day, but you beat all of the odds and created a huge body of work, and you continue to do that. That's kind of amazing in and of itself.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it, and I kept going. And, Sandy, the other thing I could say about this whole thing of never knowing when you're going to cross that sort of barrier that we put up in our minds of the odds is that, I remember writing a song that day, and again, I didn't really want to go, and I'd scrabbled this thing down on a piece of paper, but when I went in, and my collaborator, Steve Diamond, picked up the guitar, and as the song came out, I noticed through my sort of haze of resistance, if for lack of a better word, that it just sounded exceptionally good and easy, and it was so singable and good, and I left there in a much different mood, and I went home, played it for my husband, who's a music publisher. And I said, Bo, this sounds like a really good song, maybe. And he heard it, and he got all excited. I mean, instantly. But, had anyone asked me to forecast what day will you write a song that will change things, what day will there be a breakthrough in this career path you've been on, I could have never known that day was any different than any other.
And that's the thing for us to remember,
mm-hmm.
that if we walk off the field, we might have been just the teeniest little piece from getting the result. So we don't walk off the field. We stay in the field.
Because I didn't go there going, I knew that day had a special energy. I knew. I didn't know anything. I just went to work, you know.
MB, I'd love to know what the name of that song was.
I Can Love You Like That was the name of the, I Can Love You Like That. It was a country song that became a pop song. And
it was really, sing a couple bars. Are you okay with that?
I Can Love You Like That. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth. If you were my girl, I would give you my heart. Be all that you need. Don't you see now the cat's coming. Right.
We can always count on Vinny. That's a good thing.
It was a pop hit in the era of. Yeah, he's coming out serious.
It was such a big hit. It was a crossover hit. And I've always loved that song just for what you said. It's so easy. It flows. It has a rhythm, and it makes you start to want to dance, to want to move. It's all good things, and we're so glad that song fell in your wheelhouse on that perfect day that started out so imperfectly.
Without any fanfare whatsoever.
We never know where the greatness comes from, but it comes. It comes. Mary Beth, I'm so, so grateful to you for joining us today. We have had a delightful time. You've set such a good example, so much good information that everybody gets to digest. And thank you for your
You're
time
welcome,
today.
Sandy.
And thank you for singing a couple of bars of a song you wrote that I love. So.
And everyone go, now we know why she's writing the words.
Have a great day, my dear.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We're going to take a break, but stay with us. There's so much more to come, and we will be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandy Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm
alone. Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. No question is off limits. And John, what'd you think of, I really enjoyed our visit with Mary Beth and the topic that we're talking about, which is finding what our strengths are and then staying with them long enough to parlay them into something that we can be productive with.
I thought it was a great chance to have Mary Beth on the show and share with us what she learned and her wisdom through that, and what I think so many people can take from that. It was delightful.
And one of the things that I was aware of when she said that, you know, because it looked different at first, she thought, I'm not supposed to be a lyricist, I'm supposed to sing and play. And then finally, she got the message and said yes when they asked her to be the one who does the words. I know in my life, everything looked different. I knew what my passion was as far as healing and understanding the mind and understanding consciousness. And I was in my 20s, moving into my 30s. And in my early 30s, 32, 33, 34, I was able to put things together where it really changed from me being the walking wounded to a woman who found her grace much more and found her understanding much more. And I was still in school. I didn't have my PhD yet, and people would this change was apparently so obvious. I knew it inside, but I didn't know that it had taken an external look. But it was so obvious that people started coming up to me and asking me to work with them because they wanted a piece of whatever it was that I found. And for quite a while, I said no. And it kept happening and kept happening and kept happening. And finally, I said yes. And from that point forward, I had a specialized practice that has lasted me through decades. I've been so fortunate in never having to advertise. You'll notice on this show, I never advertise about I have a client or here's the thing I can offer you on a personal level. I really wouldn't be able to do that because my practice is full. It's very rare that I'll even take a new person in who's a referral. It's just I have been so blessed that this thing, once I said yes, this thing just completely set up a lifetime life of its own, where as long as I kept doing my homework about understanding inner space and how the mind works and how to look for the good in my life, as long as I kept doing my work kept expanding. It kept just growing and growing. And that's the way that I think this whole thing works, that if we'll find where we're really good, if we'll learn to say yes, even if it looks weird and a little different than we thought it would, and we'll stay in the field, we'll stay open to the learning and the wisdom, that the money will follow, the opportunities will follow. But it's learning those two things, finding our strengths and getting started with them and staying in the field and saying yes.
I think that's really key. I think one of the questions you have is how do you really approach what to determine what your strength is? What steps do you take to do that?
Well, you know, it reminds me, I was flipping through a book called Strength Finder a couple of weeks ago, And in it, there was an anecdote about Mark Twain, a story from Mark Twain. And the story goes that a man died, Mark Twain's story goes, a man died and met St. Peter at the pearly gates. And the man, who was a military history buff, asked St. Peter a question about which he'd been curious for decades, apparently. So he said, "St. Peter, who was the greatest general of all time?" And St. Peter responded, "Oh, that's simple. It's that man right over there." And the newly departed, a heaven walker, said, "You must be mistaken, St. Peter. I knew that man on earth, and he was just a common laborer." And St. Peter said, "That's right, my friend. He would have been the greatest general of all time if he had been a general. So if he had followed that potential, he would have been brilliant. But for some whatever reason that Mark Twain did not go into, the laborer didn't follow that other potential." I just thought that was kind of a great messaging for us, that it isn't that we're supposed to have to be the greatest of anything, but if we bring out something that lights our flame, that inspires us, that makes us feel vibrant and vital, that youth of that, the expression of that, will carry us through all of our lives. So the first thing I think that we have to do is start by doing something that seems overly simplistic and overly mundane, but is really important. So I think we have to start by listing what are our strengths. And really, don't try to say, "I don't have the vaguest idea what the heck I would do with that." Just list the strengths. For instance, if you're competitive, you might think of that as a negative. But if you're competitive, in order to be competitive, you have to have a lot of will and a lot of drive and a lot of get up and go. And in order to create something on your own, if you want to start your own business or your own enterprise, you have to have that damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead element inside of you. So you think in terms of, okay, I'm competitive. What's the good? What's the strength required to be competitive? And so you list that. And then instead of just looking for all the debilitating negatives, look for where are my strengths. And then you look at that, that's number one. And then number two would be you look at, if these are my strengths, how can I'm in the field, like I'm in a baseball game, how can I use that? How can I begin to leverage that? So you come up with an action plan. If these are my strengths, how could I parlay that, like Mary Beth parlayed her affinity for music and words into lyricist? But if I had asked her at 16 or even 22, "Do you want to be a lyricist?" she'd have probably said, "What are you talking about?" If somebody had asked me at 25, "Do you want to be someone who's going to spend her life helping people?" I would have said, "Yes, but I haven't got the vaguest idea how I'm going to do that because I don't know what I'm good at." And yet from the time I was in the third grade, I was winning awards as a speaker. I just never connected the dots. So there are places where we have strengths and we think, well, we did that, but it doesn't mean anything. What have you done? Not as far as getting your name in lights, but as successes. Everybody's had some. What are they? What did it take to achieve that? What did it take for an 8-year-old, which I was, who went out on a college stage and spoke to an audience by herself at night with a little microphone in her hand? You know, I just focused on kids can do amazing things. But it didn't occur to me I would parlay that into a lifetime opportunity to work, for one thing, to help support my family, for another thing, but probably the greatest thing of all, to have expression that fills me with joy. So I think those are all really important things that we find a place to come up with an action plan or identify with an action we've already taken.
What I'm hearing you say, Sandy, is something that I think people get confused about, and that is the person says, I want to do this, and this is what I want it to look like. In other words, if I'm going to be successful at something, this is what my end result is. So it's more of a destination thing rather than a journey process. So in other words, if I want to be a very successful businessman, where do I start? I think that's the missing part with that kind of narrow way of this is what I'm going to do. I like the idea from the standpoint of what are my strengths? What do I feel moves me? What motivates me? Where is my heart? Where is my mind? Are they in concert with each other? And what can I do to expand this? And let's see where it goes.
Yeah, and if we don't, I really agree with you. That's a really, really good point, that we get so attached to it has to look this way or it can't be right. My language for that is kind of, we got to let God play. I, as Sandy, don't have 360-degree view. It is my spirit that knows how to pull the pieces together. And the key is not how does it look, but how does it feel? So I might have a picture of how it needs to look, but what I'm really wanting from that picture is the feeling that it invokes in me. So when you were saying that example of the businessman, that this is what I want it to do and this is what I want it to look like, the question I think both of us are tuned into is not what do you want to do, but what do you love? Let's start with what do you love? And in context of what you love, what are your strengths? And there, that's way we'll get more quickly from A to B. Right now we're going to take C, which is a break, and we're going to come right back and finish this game plan. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We're glad you're with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and give us a call, 800-930-2819. John, we've been talking about a little bit of structure, a little bit of game plan for how do we get started. Maybe we've never felt like we did anything germane to us in our lives, or maybe we have been out of market for a long time and don't know how to get back into where I can be productive, and how can I have confidence that I could make enough to take care of myself and or my family. So one of the things we talked about, of course, was listing your strengths. List what you love and your strengths within context of what you love. That's really, really important. And then
I think another thing on that is we want to take it, I think, out of the total mental realm and put in context, okay, I've listed these things that I perceived my strengths to be. Then how do I feel about my involvement in that? Where do I feel a passion? Where do I feel a draw? Where do I feel a sense from inside that this is a possible direction or venture or opportunity for me to take advantage of, because it moves me. I can feel myself powerfully behind it, or at least open to being more powerful with it.
Well, I agree with you, honey, and that we take that feeling that I know where my strengths are because I've identified those. I know that I have a love for the general topic because I've identified that. It's not a pudding joke. So, I know that. But then we look at that, we go to what feeling, as you just said, what feeling does that invoke in me, so that we let go of how we think it needs to look and stay focused on our intention and the power of our intention in how does it feel? That's what we're going to manifest, something from the area of our love and our strength that gives us this feeling of fulfillment, of productivity, of joy, of whatever the feelings are that come up. And then I want to bring it back into the pragmatic, because we have the consciousness statement set really in the part that you brought up in that second area of feeling. And that's our focus and our intention. Then we move to what's an action plan. I have step number one, I know what I love and where my strengths are. Step number two, whatever it ends up looking like, parlaying itself, number one situation, whatever it parlays itself into, I know how I want it to feel. And so I'm going to accept fully the fulfillment of that feeling in whatever I do, whatever my next step is. And then I have to begin pragmatically someplace. So what's an action plan? And it can be that I take a class of like, but it's with like-minded people, because not all classes work out perfectly. I have a friend who's an artist, and she's a very good artist, and she's decided to go to, in order to try to stimulate some movement, go to a master's class in art. And the problem was, she encountered a situation in which the instructor had her own particular point of view of what the art was supposed to be. And instead of this being a place where it would expand her horizons, it was really turned into a contraction, because it wasn't her voice that was being developed, but the instructor's voice that was being layered over her. So we want you to go into a place of like-minded people where everybody, including the facilitator, there is a facilitator of the class, is all about helping each individual in there find their voice, their way, their greatest strength, not somebody else's perspective of what that should be. Put yourself in places of like mind. And then while you're doing that, you have to be really creative. You know, I talked about how I said yes to people when I first started working. It wasn't like I had a horde of people who came to me, but it was just a continuing thread of people. So I had, when I finally said yes, it was a wonderful beginning, but it wasn't enough to support three kids, you know. So what I did was I had to go into an action plan. And the action plan that I chose was, there was this really old metaphysical bookstore in an old, old part of Denver. But it was the only one that I could find that would let me come in there and use their back room and do a class there and I could give them a, because I didn't have any money to put up front, I could give them a percentage of whatever I made off the class. So this old, old, old bookstore in an old section of Denver let me come in, and I put together with just little hand-drawn flyers and went to all the nearby merchants and got most of them to let me put a flyer in their window to advertise this. And I put together a six-week class. I don't remember the topic, but it was something about, you know, expanding yourself. I got six people, only six, into that class. Of the six, four went into private counseling with me. That became the nucleus in 3 months. It was only 3 months that I had a full practice, because word of mouth spreads so fast. You never know when that moment will come. You absolutely never know. You just know that there will be that person, a friend of mine who, from all the way back in those days, who is in her 90s now, when the first big talk I ever did, she was in the audience, and she was probably one of the most prominent ladies in the state of Colorado. And she stayed afterwards because she wanted to meet me. And she called me the next day, and she wanted to put together a luncheon for me, but she was going to go to her Florida home, and I was busy. And suddenly I had the good sense to say, never mind, I'll cancel everything of mine. And she said, great, I'll put this luncheon together for you, dearie. And out of that group, I drew even a broader group of people who could come to me and who could afford what I needed to charge in order to take care of things better. You never know when that moment will come, but you have to know that the moment will come. Get started with almost anything of like mind and let yourself go forward, because there's nothing that you can't do. That doesn't mean you're going to automatically sing opera, but if you identify what you love, you identify your strengths, you identify your drive, there's nothing you can't do in the context of all those things.
That's fabulous, Sandy. Thank you. Thank you all for joining us today. A special thanks to Mary Beth Derry for being our guest. Thank you for your emails. Although we didn't get to any of them today, we appreciate them, and we really appreciate your participation and hearing from you. And frankly, we're pretty glad that you joined in the conversation on the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to answer your questions, to get for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. So we invite you to turn on and tune in to listen and call in with your questions. No question is off limits, or email them to Sandy at sandybrewershow.com. We're on the air live every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio, on 1230 AM WBLQ in Western Rhode Island, and at sandybrewershow.com, where you can also listen to past shows archived there. Remember to go to sandybrewer.com to get your inspirational thought for the week, and also take advantage of our holiday gift sale by ordering your own copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. You'll be glad you did. Thanks to our great engineer today, Chrissy, and may you all have a fantastic week. You know that hurts your pride. You better put it all behind you, baby, 'cause life goes on. You keep carrying that anger, it'll eat you up inside, baby. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.